We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code NEWS. We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Your future self will thank you. Go to kachava.com and use code SMOOTHIE for 15% off your next order. That's Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code SMOOTHIE.
Dan Campbell took this Lions job with a vision. That vision has ignited the Lions fan base in a way not seen perhaps ever.
This is a sleeping giant. This is a sports town. And, we feel the love.
Remember who the you are!
Yeah! NFC North champions, everybody.
Vision winners.
Your team main laws of the pride is worldwide now. Riding to your town, win, then ride out. The crew here to break it down for y'all, to demonstrate how we game playing around with y'all. The humble host with punchlines to give you a black eye. We brought a GM and OC, even a stat guy. Other teams drink the Kool-Aid, roll over and quit. I drank Campbell's soup and woke up all grit.
We're back. This is the All Grit Podcast with your humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me with the ride or die since day one, Adrian the OC.
What up, what up?
What up with you, boy? Nice hat, nice lid.
Gotta represent, man. I'm ready for this bye week to be done, man.
I know, right? It's been too long. It's been too long. You know what else has been too long? Since we've had the stat guy on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's welcome into the building the one, the only, Clay, the stat guy.
Good to be back, boys. Good to be back.
Wow.
And I need Lions football back, man. It's been too long. Feels
it's
like I'm
three amigos, bro. This is what feels right, the three amigos, you know?
Oh, geez.
I mean, Plax, we do miss Plax, his dry sense of humor that cracks us up, and his nepotism for the team, and his
he's got the best one-liners just out of random.
Just a random like beep you know that we need on the pod.
But does a little exhale afterwards.
We need a sound over that.
hey, the OC is actually letting the music play. I like it.
I like it too.
You all right, Adrian? Oh, we're just running it back. Okay. Faceless is going to keep serenading us the whole time. So welcome in, everybody, to the All Grit Podcast. Once again, coming at you a little late than our normal game. But, we didn't have a game last week. That's why we're a little late. So Adrian and myself, the OC, we kind of recapped. But now coming off of the bye, we've had some practices Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I'm not sure if the stat guy has that pulled up. I'm sorry, we didn't talk about this before. Maybe Adrian has it pulled up, or we can kind of just talk about some of the inactives coming up for Sunday at our 1 o'clock versus the Minnesota Vikings, 3-4 coming into Ford Field as we are 5-2. I have the injury report pulled up. I want to get your guys' thoughts. So we had some limited participation, some full practices, but as of today, the designations that are out are Kirby Joseph, Craig Reynolds, and Malcolm Rodriguez. So how do you guys feel knowing that Kirby and those other two gentlemen are sitting out this week?
I think it's a sign of – what's that?
Go ahead, Clay. You start us off.
I think it's a sign of Dan Campbell trusts his defense. Like, hey, like, give Joseph one more week. We're okay. So I mean, obviously you want the man out there, but also like, it's a long season. It's a very long season. So we made some mistakes last year, probably rushed guys back too soon. And then it was bad. So yeah. I say, hey man, take another week off, long season, and get back at to ready to go for the last stretch.
Adrian, you agree? And also tack on to Adrian's point, did you know who's playing Kirby's safety position then coming up into Sunday if he's not available?
Oh, that I do not know who's slotted next in line, but my answer to your question was three words. Legion of whom? Legion of whom?
Nice. And we did go into that last pot.
I'm not worried that Kirby Joseph is going to take an extended bye week.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Who is shooting? I still hear J-Mo. Shooting.
That went in the loop there. My bad.
Yeah, that loop button needs to go off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried that Kirby Joseph is
all right.
My bad, bro.
So listen, I didn't even realize this. Kirby didn't even practice all week. So it should be obvious that he's not playing on Sunday. Like he didn't even have any limited. Starting Wednesday, it was no practice. Thursday, no practice. Friday. So when it comes to limited, so the closest one coming back would probably be Malcolm Rodriguez, according to the injury report. He was limited all week. So we know that he just opened his 21.
Right? He's got a 21-day window. So they're projecting maybe by the Eagles game, they can activate him back onto the roster.
And that's just a sign of
him to come back.
I love this coaching staff knows what they're doing. They know what players they want for what game. They know when they need them. They know when to bring them back. And I don't know if you he's been posting some pictures to Instagram. He looked like he's gotten a little smaller, but the dude is ripped, man.
Malcolm,
like, yeah, the dude is. Okay. He looks football ready, man. He looks like a little smaller, but he looks football ready.
He's been curling his baby, bro. He just sits there all day and just curls his baby. Go ahead.
Earlier in the week, we did talk about Malcolm, and I want to, before we get off topic though, is I like Caleb's take on the future of Malcolm Rodriguez.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's get into it.
So, Caleb, what's your thoughts on that? As far as
so looking at that link that was on our chat, so. As we all know, Anzalone was kind of like this spring, he was kind of like sitting out, right? Because he didn't have a contract, or he had a contract, but he wanted it extended. He wanted some more money. And the Lions said, no, you're on the wrong side of 30, and we don't pay players over 30, and we give all the money to the younger cats, and we'll give you just chump change here at the end. So the Lions did not re-up him, but they gave him a little bit just to like make him happy, give him some incentive-based contract, but they did not extend his contract. So technically that means he's a free agent, I believe, next season. Is that correct, Adrian?
Correct.
So if that's the case, then who is going to be our joining Derek Barnes, who's locked up, and Jack Campbell, who's locked up? Yeah. Let me play some Barabalabamba, Malcolm Rodriguez, boys and girls. What do you think about that? Is he going to be our third linebacker starting next year?
Bro, he was already a starter. Yeah. But I'm still yet to see how Kelvin Shepherd would put him into the lineup. Like, let's see the rest of the season, how much playing time he gets, how many snaps he gets. And how he does in comparison with Alex Anzalone's.
But you do know how much Kelvin Shepherd loves Malcolm Rodriguez.
From day one.
I would agree. I don't know, man. I would love to keep Anzalone. Maybe he takes a little hometown discount next year in free agency. He has before, where we thought he was gone. Remember, he was with us for 2 years that summer. We thought he was leaving, and then midsummer he signed with us again. Somehow they worked it out. So
yeah,
it'd be great to have a depth of having those four guys intact.
It would. Yeah. I'm the same way. I don't know if Malcolm is, I mean, he was a sixth round pick. So, I mean, I know Brad Holmes picks him out of the crazy late rounds, but to have Derek Barnes, I mean, that would make us a first. Well, I guess that would be kind of even. So we'd have a first round linebacker, a second round linebacker, and then like a sixth. And I think Anzalone, wasn't Anzalone when he got drafted to New Orleans, wasn't he like a second or first something? It was many like moons ago. Was it that late?
Yeah. Okay. It was like third round.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely want to see how he plays the rest of this year because when he's a run stuffer, dude. He is a run stuffer.
He's everywhere.
We'll see how he does in coverage.
Yeah. Yep.
But you know, we do have a draft too. I mean, we could get a linebacker, you know.
I did want to mention real quick, I did look at the Minnesota Vikings injury report. Couple people just to monitor here for Sunday. Andrew Van Ginkle, questionable. Christian Darrisaw, questionable. That'd be nice if Christian Darrisaw don't play, and that would just pretty much leave it open door for Hutch.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, and I'm hoping Van Ginkle is out again because when he is in, he is a difference maker.
Dude, yeah,
he is like the Jack Campbell to their defense.
Yep. Yeah, he is.
He's a beast. He's an Anzalone to their defense, you know.
The guys who aren't playing are CJ Ham, Josh Oliver, their tight end, and then lo and behold, our old friend Jeff Okuda will not be playing on Sunday.
Oh. Personal reasons.
They were like, is this his get back game? And then so maybe week 17 when Vikings don't have anything to play for, we will see Okuda back on the field.
It's crazy to think that both Okuda and Hockenson are on the Vikings, and that's just
bro, keep going down the list.
Used to be,
remember,
we have our seconds.
Who's Abdullah? Remember Abdullah, our running back?
Amir Abdullah.
He was in Minnesota for a hot minute.
Yep.
I still
love Hockenson's farewell speech. Oh, it's nice to go to a team where I can finally win.
Bro, we need to have that on a drop. Yeah. We need to have that on a drop. He's like, it's so nice playing, you know, not Sundays at 1 o'clock.
Too bad they can't win because he keeps dropping the ball. He's had so many drops this year. Yeah. Every time I watch a Vikings game, he's dropping a ball.
And their touchdowns, too. A couple of them in touchdowns.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, he doesn't know what a catch is either. Did you see that interview afterward? He was like, I don't know what I have to do. It's like,
Raya.
You know, I catch the ball. And it's like, well, the replay shows that the ball literally bounces off of the ground back into your chest. But, hey, whatever. Thank you. All right, so listen, let's go back to the injury reports here. Yeah. So we have some. We have four questionables for this Sunday. I want to get your guys' thoughts. All right. So Taylor Decker, Avante Maddox, Sione Vaki, I pulled an Adrian right there, and Daniel Thomas. I don't know who Daniel Thomas is.
Backup safety.
Okay.
Sounds like a brother, Daniel Thomas.
But it looks like Terion and Al-Quadin Muhammad are full practice ready to go
Muhammad. Bro, I need Decker to play. The offense is night and day with him in the game. I hope he can play. If he doesn't, when is the trade deadline, Caleb? Clay, should be is it Tuesday?
I think it's Tuesday. Yeah.
The only thing I'm thinking about at this point is like, should we get a sixth tackle?
Yeah.
An extra tackle in the depth chart.
I like it. I'd be for it.
I feel like secondary, Legion of Whom will be fine. Don't need to trade for a guy unless they really want depth. Edge, we've got people coming back. Josh Pascal, Muhammad, Davenport. So we'll be okay. But the depth, that tackle, dude, that worries me.
Every time a lineman is like limps off the field or is taking an extra breath after a snap, it just...
Yep.
You hold your breath.
Manu was manure, but now he's on IR. Like, he can't even play. So
unbelievable.
Two plays or something like that?
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking. But, yeah, hopefully Decker can play.
I agree. Sunday.
All right. So that's pretty much all the injury stuff. I agree. I think he's going to play. You know, because the whole season leading up, he would barely practice all week and then play on Sunday. So he had a full participation on, like, I think it said Thursday, like okay. limited Wednesday, full Thursday, and then no on Friday. So they're just giving him rest up until Sunday.
Yep.
They practiced him full on Thursday. So okay. he's in. You heard it here first. But listen, boys, we got a little bit of breaking news.
Has there been a trade?
Not that breaking. This just in. All Grit, the All Grit podcast is reporting this a little later than normal. But Aiden Hutchinson, our fearless leader, signs a 4-year contract extension worth up to $180 million with $141 million in guarantees.
Lock them in. Another
one. And why do you like this so much, Clay? Tell me.
I like how they gave him a bigger signing bonus and spread the rest of it out. That's why I like it. I think just all respect to Matthew Stafford, but that's what he would do. Like he would do get his money, but also do what's best for his team, and that's what Hutch decided to do for us. So thank you, Hutch.
Yeah. Your thoughts on the contract extension?
Yeah, it was considering the market, considering his position. Like, I know he's got the most guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in the entire league, but, like, he could have reset the market completely, like, way over Micah Parsons' contract. Like, he really deserves it. And he's and coming back from injury, he's got what we were talking about earlier, Caleb. He's got four first forced fumbles, six sacks already. We're in, like, week 8. So,
played seven games. Seven? Yeah. Well, we've played 7 games, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So he definitely like could have asked for more, but I thought everything considered, it was more on the side of a team friendly contract.
Let me throw something out there. And this is just hot off the dome. I want to get your guys' first impression. Start with Clay. If Aiden Hutchinson does not go down in Dallas week 5 of last year, whatever it was, he finishes the year defensive player of the year and now re-signs with the Lions at what amount per year as opposed to the $45 million that we got him locked up for the next 4 years?
Wins defensive player of the year for sure. I'm trying not to be a slappy or think over, but I still think he works with us.
Bro, he's getting 50 plus a year.
Yeah.
He's getting 50.
50 plus. If he was the defensive player of the year last year, which everybody says he was, he's getting 50. That, bro, that injury was a blessing in
disguise. I didn't want to say that aloud, but that's what we're saying, right?
Dude, I don't know. Because
I really wanted the Super Bowl last year, but.
We could have gone further. I don't know.
It don't matter. We're going to win 3 now.
I'm not going that far.
I'll go that far.
He would have got 200, over 200 for sure.
Yeah. Now right? We have a whole draft class we got to sign. We got Gibbs, Campbell, Laporta, Branch.
So, yeah. So, who's next? Is it Gibbs next?
Out of the 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Gibbs.
The way they've been running them the last 3 games.
Yeah. Out of those 4 players, I think they value Gibbs more.
More than who? Laporta and
Branch, than his draft class.
Was that all the same draft?
Yes, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like now they got like 4 guys they need to sign for sure that are Pro Bowl level. They've got Gibbs, Laporta, Jack Campbell, and Brian Branch from that same draft.
So it was
Laporta's Gibbs. 3rd year, right?
Yeah, this is all their 3rd year.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because they no. Well, then Gibbs and Campbell won't come up until the year after.
Correct. They're on 5-year
deals. That's the 5th year. Okay. Yep. So first we have to worry about Branch and Laporta. Okay.
Correct.
I didn't know if that was – okay. That makes sense. Yep. So, yeah. Honestly, out of all those guys, I could see – I hate to say it, but I could see Laporta being left out. If we had to lose somebody, I think it's easier to draft an up-and-coming tight end than it is a heat-seeking missile in Brian Branch, who's just now hitting where he needs to be in the league.
On all,
do you think LaPorta takes a pickup?
I think he's going to make top buck and leave if we can't afford him, because it's easier to get a tight end right into the league. We've already seen it. We've seen the Lions do it. We've seen Vegas do it.
Yeah.
We've seen all these teams do it. So it's a lot easier for a tight end to get drafted, get him in your scheme, and than it is for a safety like Brian Branch. So that's my take.
Yeah. 100%.
I agree with that take. Was it how long was it? We had almost a full season where we traded Hockenson, and the rest of the season, like, our tight ends played pretty well, considering. Right.
And I remember when we first traded Hockenson, until he made that comment, I was like, man, seriously, this is what we're doing? We're getting and look, that's a good point.
Bro, I think Brock Wright has as many touchdowns as LaPorta this year.
I think he's got more targets, too. I swear. doesn't
he have two touchdowns?
Yeah.
We're not hating on
LaPorta. I love LaPorta.
No, I love LaPorta. I love him.
Considering all four.
Hey, bro. While you're looking that up, can we play our sponsor for this week? We have a brand new sponsor, and ladies and gentlemen, take a listen. You might want this sponsor in your life.
Hey folks, this episode is brought to you by Annial Painting, your go-to pros for both interior and exterior painting here in the greater Grand Rapids area. Whether residential or commercial, these guys have been doing it for four generations. That's right, family-owned, trusted, and insured by the state of Michigan. So you know the job's done right. Whether you're freshening up a room, in need of wallpaper removal or hanging, or giving your whole home a facelift, they'll make sure it looks amazing. And the best part? Free estimates. So before you grab that roller, drop cloth, and rickety old stepladder, remember their slogan. Don't DIY. Let us beautify. Call Annual Painting today at 2692-773-173. Or find them on Instagram and Facebook at Annial Painting. That's A-N-I-O-L Painting. Bringing color and quality to Michigan homes for four generations. Remember, don't DIY. Let us beautify.
Don't do it yourself.
Come on, Clay. Why are you so stone-faced over that sponsor?
I'm just focusing, man. Give me some love.
You're worried about why Johnny Almonds isn't on there, aren't you?
No, we good. We good.
All right, Clay, I got some stats for you.
Okay.
So LaPorta is second in targets on the team, right behind Amon-Ra St. Brown with 36 targets. He's second on the team with yards caught at 339 yards from scrimmage. Well, we got Brock Wright at just 60 yards.
He's got
They do have.
They're all inside the 5 yard line.
Yeah, but let's get to the touchdowns, eh?
Who leads? Two and two.
That's what I thought.
Touchdowns, okay. But
he's the red zone. I feel like he's the red zone guy. Like,
he's the forgotten target too, right? Yep. Like, they're going for the other white tight end. They're not trying to see Brock Wright.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Nice. Well, let's talk a little bit about our upcoming. Do we talk enough Hutch, guys?
Yeah, I mean, the only last thing on the signings is, like, shout out to Mike Disner, our front office executive with all the contract negotiations and signing. Like, I forgot who I was listening to, but, I mean, finally the Lions organization is getting it right. We're not going through this dramatic series like the Cowboys in Dallas where they're, like, this whole offseason, are they going to sign Mike? They trade him. Like, we do it in season. We sign our guys. We know we have to sign Aiden Hutchinson. We just get the deal done. We make it a fair deal for both sides, and we're not going into this whole dramatic thing that this organization used to do. So,
yep, I like we're building from the inside, not trading away our draft picks. Yep.
That's right.
Beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to switch over right now and get a little bit into this week's matchup. We got the Vikes coming in to Ford Field Sunday at a 1 p.m. time slot. We're not used to these 1 p.m. guys. Oh,
get up early for this one.
These Monday night football, Sunday night.
425.
All right, back to the old school. Get done with meeting and go pick up some fried chicken at your local establishment. And hit the crib for a little Sunday afternoon football. Yeah. All right, so Vikings come in with starting quarterback J.J. McCarthy. As you heard, Carson Wentz is out for the season with his injury. So we got JJ making his appearance. He'll have 100 people there from his family and friends, local Ann Arbor kid. So you think he's going to get a little cheer from the crowd, little boo, little cheer? Is he going to be, or is he going to be all Lions?
Is he liked that much? Is he really liked that much? Though, real talk, is he?
He's liked by Michigan fans, but not state fans. That's for sure.
But I mean, but we all know who won the Michigan's championship. It wasn't him. So
yeah, it was their defense. I never liked him in Michigan, honestly. And you can ask Cody Gillison that.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, because I know. Like, I mean, he was good. He won a natty, and he rode on the camera. It was really cool. I wish I could, you know. But
yeah, I think some people loved him, and some people, like myself, just were like, I mean,
you were like meh.
I was meh. Yeah. Yep. So anyway, he's coming in. So thoughts on the game, guys. Clay, what say you with regard? Are we going to get into predictions right now, or just get into the game? What about game plan? What do you guys think? You got Brian Flores's defense against our amazing offense that's third in the league right now. So where do you think the arrow is pointing in those two, Adrian?
Well, I do want to point out our offensive coordinator, Johnny Morton, said to the press this week that he's messed up in the way that he's schemed JMO. He said he's disappointed in how many opportunities they've given him. So we can look out for a lot more passes and targets going JMO's way to get him open. We know he's been silent the last couple weeks, and it's not only his fault. Like, there's been some times where he's just wide open and, you know, Jared doesn't see him, or it wasn't the look they were expecting.
Or just pass interference and they don't call it.
Thank you. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm going to be watching, like, you know, what changes are they making this bye week to help the offense, because the offense has sputtered a little bit the last 3-4 weeks. Like, they're not what we're used to.
And we're still winning. That's kind of nice. Yeah, is that they winning. Have not peaked yet.
Yep. They definitely have not peaked. I feel like they're still trying to get to the same level they were at the end of the year last year. So that's where my attention's going for this
game. All right. Real talk, a little less slappy coming in right now. So, I mean, not that was slappy at all, but I'm just saying there's other team, like, other guys get paid too. You're looking at Tampa Bay, which was the number one seed in the NFL when we played them, or at least in the NFC when we played them. Mm-hmm. You got to give those guys credit too. Yeah, our offense didn't look great, but my God, we won that game handedly. Like, they scored 9 points, so the defense did a great effort. But, like, yeah, our offense is not clicking, but we have to remember too, we can't put these games from 2 years ago against Tennessee and against what was the other game, Miami or whoever it was, where they're just like scoring a 50 burger.
Yeah. The Colts was a 50 burger.
No, I went to that game.
That it wasn't 50.
Not that. Oh, was it Jags? It was Jags.
Oh, Jags.
But yeah, like, seriously, I feel like as much as Ben Johnson being gone, we don't like to admit that. I just think Ben may be calling plays at a better clip than what Johnny Mo is calling them. Now,
the perfect time. Like, he had the perfect. Right. Yep.
And I'm not saying that Johnny Mo's plays are any inferior to what Ben Johnson had. That's not what I'm saying at all. Cause I like his plays,
the timing, like run, run, pass.
It's kind of, we didn't talk about it because we didn't get together, but that Monday night, or that Sunday night, what was it? Monday night game against the Bucks. Like, I was mad. I was mad at the play calling.
That fourth and one, and he overthrew Tesla. And
we're throwing a bomb to Tesla.
Give it, like, you could play any, you would got that first down. Just get the first down.
You have a route tree where Amon-Ra could literally go up 3 yards and cut right, and it's an automatic first down. You cannot. It's 99.9%, and you're going to throw to a dude that's caught 3 balls in the NFL.
And he already dropped the one the week before, which he never drops, and he will never probably do that again because he's so mad at himself. So it's like, come on,
it's a great, like, oh, it's kind of like throwing a Jared Goff on fourth and one in the game in Kansas City, right? It's like, these plays are so brilliant, but he uses them at maybe the wrong times. Looking back at that Jared Goff throw, it's still a stupid like time to use that play. Fourth and one. Just ignorant. But anyway, so that's kind of my thoughts on John
Martin. I do agree. Right, we are a run first, run second team. Like, it's second and nine, and you just know they're gonna run it. Like,
yep.
And if it's not a run, it's a screen pass to Gibbs, which is effectively just a run too. So
Yeah, I think even in the running game, they've got to try a couple different schemes to mix it up. It's always JMO to the outside, or JMO. It's always Jameer, you know, it's always Gibbs to the outside, right or left, like when he's going to run it. So that is his strength, to run to the outside. But yeah, there's got to be a little more mix than what we're seeing.
So question for you guys, speaking of that with the mix, we know that Montgomery and Gibbs get along. They're fine being one, like their duo. Do you think Montgomery will ever get to the point where he gets irritated? Because it feels like it's not there yet, but it could get there.
Yeah,
it's a good question.
I do. I think it could get there this year. The longer he stands on the sidelines fully healthy and is not being used, and they're literally killing Jameer. And that's another thing. Right after the it wasn't the 70 yard because that was a touchdown. That was hilarious. Did you guys see when he got to the Jameer got to the sidelines after that 76 or 78 yard run, whatever it was?
Okay.
The oxygen guy comes up with Jameer. He offered it to Jameer, and Jameer was like, nah, I don't need that trash. That's just 78 yards.
Yeah. He's like, I'm good.
Meanwhile, Demo would be like, let me get that man. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, you're right. They do love each other, but they need to get Demo back in there, man. Put Jameer, use him as a decoy, use him as a receiver in the slot. You got to get Demo back in there.
And like, I know what they're doing, because Gibbs is Gibbs and you're giving them the start, but like, we do so good when we take the ball and just Montgomery goes down the field with it.
I agree.
Get back to that. Like, set the momentum with him and everything else will just open up.
Yeah.
I agree, bro. I like Demo starting, and I don't know. I just feel like it's more big boy football Montgomery's starting. I feel like we're all about speed, like the Miami Dolphins when Jameer starts. That's just my personal thoughts. Like, I like bringing him in because if the defense is already tired and slow, then who's better?
Right.
It's Jameer, because he's fast and ready to go, you know?
Yeah.
And then Demo's on the sideline, just cold, and they bring him in against Vea, runs right at number 50, and back to the sideline he goes. Right, like, cool. Right. Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
What do you think, Adrian?
I think they'll figure it out. Everything that I've heard, both from Dan Campbell and Johnny Morton, like, they know exactly. They know they're lacking in certain areas. Everything we're saying, like, they've repeated it back. Like, they know their weaknesses, so I'm expecting them to fix and patch up a lot of the stuff that we're talking about.
So speaking of, let's get into the Vikes just a little bit. We got Justin Jefferson. Who is guarding him, with Terrion Arnold being a starter? And we still have DJ Reed out this week. So who's manning him up right now, Adrian?
Jack Campbell. Did you see him? He joined the seatbelt gang. You guys see that? Against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we saw. Celebrated. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. I think we only have one guy. We have a designated Jay Jettas stopper, and you know who it is. Amik Robertson, baby.
Another one.
He's going to be all over that. I'm sure Amik has been waiting all bye week to play this guy.
What do you say? He's from the dirt. Can't bury somebody who's from the dirt. He's ready, bro.
Yeah. So Amik locked him up in game 17 last year?
Yeah, last game of the year.
And he's doing it again. And so here's my only question. If DJ Reed was playing, would they still make this decision? Because it's pretty much a guarantee that Amik is guarding JJ this week.
This year.
This week, just because of the injury. But like, had that injury not happened, would they still say, you know what? This dude still just locks him up.
Do it.
So we're putting DJ Reed on, like, who's their other receiver? A little fast guy, Jordan Addison, right?
Yeah, Jordan Addison.
We're putting him on Addison, and now that means Terrion can now guard third stringer. yeah, right? Whoever. That would be sick. But anyway, we probably got Tyrion Garden Addison this week.
Oh, go yeah, on. Hopefully
he ready we for get the him past back. Interferences on that.
Yeah, hopefully we get him back.
No, nah, I'm good with Whiteside, bro.
And what was it? Mullet? Oh, yeah. Who was that?
This is Fox Sunday music. Crank that up. Welcome into Ford Field, Sunday, 1 p.m. I am your host,
Jonathan Vilma.
Oh, God, no. Worst. Cut the tape.
If well, Jonathan Vilma. Picking,
oh, like, no. Quick.
Deion Branch.
Deion Somebody Branch. No, Adrian, cut that music. You got me mad now. Was that? See who's calling the game, because I swear to God, if Jonathan Vilma is on, I'm listening to the radio broadcast. Dan Miller. I will listen to the radio broadcast if we have him on. There's no way. We've already had him for two games. They can't do that to us. While you're looking for that, we're pulling up more Viking stuff. So, yeah. What do you think, Clay, with J.J. McCarthy starting against our defense in a loud, crazy, you were just there, crazy Ford Field?
He's gonna have a tough time. Baker Mayfield had a tough time, and Baker is like MVP level right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think JJ is going into a hornet's nest.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're saying, wait a second. You're saying that JJ, when he comes into Ford Field, is going to be saying this.
I'm in danger.
Correct.
Correct. Love and it.
I don't, because that, do you think he was really hurt this whole time?
Not enough to keep him out that last game for sure.
Right. Right. So,
did you see him leave?
If Wentz was healthy, I don't think JJ still gets the start. I think it's Wentz today or this weekend.
Yeah. Right. No. I think Wentz's injury really messed him up, because he was kind of,
he knew it right away.
Dude, do you think Minnesota is kicking themselves right now for letting not just the Red Rocket go out to Seattle in Sam Darnold, which is crazy, a ginger crazy. Who can never win anything.
Dimes.
And Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones himself. They had both of them on their roster, both of them leading their teams in both conferences right now. And Minnesota sitting there with a hump, with a hunk of J.J. McCarthy trash with a broken ankle and hometown hero wannabe, the other redhead, can't even think of his name right now.
Wentz.
Are they kicking themselves right now?
For sure. I think they're kicking themselves before that, because then you let Kirk Cousins go to Atlanta. Like,
bro,
I mean, I'm not saying Kirk Cousins is a savior, but Kirk Cousins can snap the football, stick three steps back.
Right. And did you hear that Minnesota reached out to Atlanta inquiring of their old quarterback? Wow. I read an article. They reached out.
No.
And yes. And guess what? He said, Kirk's ready to come back, but he's not coming off of his contract that is due him, which is like $180 million guaranteed, right? Bro, and so Minnesota goes,
no, you're not.
Okay, thank you. Click. And then they go and get like a no-name quarterback to back up JJ, bro.
Why get hit for $80 million less when you send the bench for?
And you live in Atlanta instead of Minnesota? Hotland of
it is crazy right now. When you name all of them, how many quarterbacks have left Minnesota that have been like, ooh, crazy.
Yeah. It's insane. So any word on, is it still too early to see who's calling the game?
Yeah, it's too early for the TV crew. It might be that Ahmed Amin and Greg Olson, but they haven't released it.
Oh, I like
Greg Olson. Yeah, I like Greg Olson. He calls a fair game.
He's very good. Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
Very good. All right, let's get some predictions in, boys. So we got Minnesota coming to the crib, 1 o'clock. What say you on a prediction? Adrian, I'll start with you.
This is definitely going to be a Lions win right now. The favor is Detroit by 8.5 from Vegas. I think final prediction,
35-17.
Yep.
Got you down, buddy. Clay, what say you?
He said 16. I have 16 because I think they're going to hold them to a lot of field goals. 38-16 Lions.
Nice.
Oh. And I'm saying you're at home. Give me it. You're at home. It's Sunday. It's 1 p.m. The Lions are putting up a 40 burger on them Play Queens. But I'm going to give them 20. I'm going to give them 20. 40-20. ETA.
Lions, take the ball.
Take the ball. Don't the look ball. Back.
Get this started early.
Just go home, Brian Flores. Just go home.
Dude, Jared Goff knows that dude's defense. He's so smart. Yep. I'm so glad we have Jared Goff.
Yep.
Things I wouldn't have said 2 years ago. For 300. All right, bro. So let's do this. Let's play some bold takes. We need to get a drop for that, Adrian. ASAP.
Yeah, we should.
Can you do that, please?
Oh yeah, we'll look it up.
All right. Bold takes. Adrian, Clay, and Caleb. So earlier on a text conversation, I'm going to give Clay an opportunity to either double down or he can change. He said verbatim, Hutch, sack, and a strip fumble for this bold take. And I said, Clay, that's not very bold. He does that on the regular. No.
Hey, regular?
You mean to tell me he's got 7 sacks and 7 strip fumbles? And I said, no, Clay, that's every time. That's not regular. Let me show you what a definition of regular. Anyway.
Lay off the weed.
Okay, peace. All right, so Clay, we'll start with you.
Can I add a touchdown to it? A sack, strip, fumble?
Yeah, I thought you could add something to it, yeah.
All right, sack, strip, fumble, recover in the end zone for a tutty. I'm giving this man has $140 million.
Sack. Wait, this is all Aiden Hutchinson, right?
So yep. He's going to explode on his first team after a contract. Boom.
Let me get this straight. This is really bold. This is too bold. You said a sack, a strip fumble, land on it for a touchdown, correct?
Boom. There you go. Because they're going to be on the 1 yard line the whole time, boys. They're going to be behind the sticks the whole time.
You know what?
I want to go Jamo, but every time I go Jamo, he doesn't done
nothing. I know. That's,
leave him alone for a game.
That might be mine coming up.
So we're going to leave him alone, and he's going to get like a 200-yard touchdown or game.
So listen, yeah. I'll give you this, Clay.
Okay.
I put down sack, strip, fumble, and touchdown.
Okay.
So let's just say he gets a sack in the first quarter, he gets a strip fumble in the second quarter, and then he picks the ball off or picks up another fumble and runs it in, we will still give you the bold take because you all three hit at the step. Okay. That's Hutch running through a brick wall for Dan Campbell.
All right,
Adrian, what say you? Bold takes.
All right. The Legion of Whom doesn't get one takeaway.
Another one.
Doesn't get two takeaways.
Another one.
Gets 3 takeaways on Sunday. Whether it's a popped out fumble, interception.
Turnover on downs count too.
Turnover on downs after they try to go for on fourth down.
Yep, I'll give you
3 takeaways.
That's a turnover.
Okay,
3 of them.
I like that. You know what, bro? I'm about to go a little bolder than that. You ready for this?
Woo.
The Detroit Lions are not getting 1 takeaway.
One.
They're not getting 2 takeaways.
Another one.
They're not getting 3 takeaways. They're not getting 4 takeaways. These bad boys are getting 5 takeaways.
Dang. This group chat's about to go off on Sunday, boys. We're all in mourning, right?
All right,
all that music.
I think we drank too much Kool-Aid. 5 takeaways.
Five. Well, he just said the only reason I went to five is because you said,
yep,
said three,
that turnovers count after fourth down. So yep. there's an easy one or two right there.
Yep.
Because Vikings are going to have to go for it fourth down late.
They will. A couple times.
They will. They'll have to. So, yeah. I mean, bro, J.J. McCarthy, he's going to throw. This is the announcers on Sunday when this interceptions come up. Another one. Uh-huh. You know it.
And then Vikings will be like.
No. Poor Vikings.
Are we all going to be live? Are you going to be live, Adrian?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I might be like a couple minutes late. I got to go over some
stuff. Gotcha.
Stuff. But yeah, I'll be starting it by 1:15 latest.
Nice.
So, yeah, nice, boys. Man.
Yeah, I'm just glad. I am happy for. I love this the love we get for four, but you just wait all day for it. You're just like napping through that 1 o'clock, those 1 o'clock games with Jets versus Steelers or something. Is just like
right.
I'm trying to think of what we did. We've kind of been trying to like do stuff because of the weather, and this fall has been absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
And so it's like we're trying to like get out. If we have a 4 o'clock game or 8 o'clock game, just trying to keep busy because if you're sitting there like. Yeah. Waiting for the game, you're gonna kill yourself, bro.
Just eating a bunch of pizza and wings.
Yeah, all day. Waiting for the Lions game to start. So anyway, you got anything else, eh? OC, that guy.
Good. I'm just hyped, man. Get this.
All right. Well, as always, this is the All Grit Podcast. We love you. Hey, if you're listening to this. Please get your reactions, get your thoughts in before Sunday's game because it's not too late. We will still shout you out. We want to see your score predictions. Send them in to the All Grit Podcast on Instagram, and Megan will shoot those over to the guys. We'll see those, and we're going to shout you out if you get the exact prediction or closest to. And don't forget, guys, we need our second annual raffle coming up at some point this season. It'll be later on in the year, right? Closer to the playoff time. But yeah, we hungry. We're eating. All right, for the All Grit Podcast, the Seat Buckle Crew, the BTA Dang. That's about to happen on Sunday. We out.